Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. Chronic pain can be tough to deal with, especially if you have a low tolerance for pain. Well, if you do have a low tolerance, the reason may be in your genes. Researchers from Prove Biosciences may have found key genes linked to why some people have a higher tolerance for pain than others. They found four different genes, and if someone has them, doctors may better understand how that person perceives pain. Now, the researchers say chronic pain can affect every aspect of your life, and finding new genes could help target new therapies to help better understand how people feel pain. And here's some news about our aging brains. Apathy and agitation among otherwise healthy senior citizens may be an early sign of a condition leading to dementia, according to a study from Mayo Clinic published in the American Journal of Psychiatry. Mild cognitive impairment, or MCI, is the stage between normal aging and dementia. And people with MCI can develop dementia at a rate of 10 to 15% per year, compared with 1 to 2% in the general population. Now, in their study, the researchers looked at psychiatric symptoms, agitation, apathy, anxiety, irritability, and depression at the baseline of the study, and then again after 5 years to see if there were signs of MCI. They found the symptoms are good predictors of increasing mild cognitive impairment risk. Here's Dr. Jonas Geda.
If I am, for example, an 80-year-old cognitively normal person, and if I had agitation observed by a family member, my risk of developing incident new onset MCI is 3 times that of an 80-year-old person without neuropsychiatric symptom, without agitation at baseline. We have observed that agitation and apathy in a normal elderly person is a risk factor for new onset mild cognitive impairment.
And in other news, when do you think about your health? A new study in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine analyzing weekly patterns in health-related Google searches reveals a recurring pattern that could be leveraged to improve public health strategies. Researchers found most people search for health-related info more at the beginning of the week than they do later in the week. They say this searching parallels positive behaviors, too. The researchers want to learn how this pattern could be used to improve public health. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.